Hallelujah. Good morning, Father. Thank you for a refreshing word to refresh us so we can refresh others, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. Greetings, family. Our reading Psalm 106, and it's from verse 9 to 12.
He rebuked the Red Sea, and it became dry, and he led them through the deep as through a desert. So he saved them from the hand of the foe and redeemed them from the power of the enemy. And the waters covered their adversaries. Not one of them was left. Then they believed his words. They sang his praise.
Yo, powerful just to see you. You know, when we think of being saved, and this is a picture of the old covenant that's given to us as to the Paul writes in the new covenant, and that these what they experienced was for us. So we need to understand this, you know, that this is salvation, where he saved the people for his name's sake. So his power was made known, and his goodness, his name as protector. And so we see here when we his people, when we've come out of darkness into the light, when we've taken hold of the beauty of he who knew no sin became sin, and so we can become the righteousness of God. So it was a love offering for us. And we take hold of that, then we are his people. And then we need to understand that whatever problem comes our way, God's going to take us through. So these are the things. I read you this, the verse 12. Then they believed his words and they sang his praise. So we've got to believe God's promises, and we've got to sing his praise to know that he, and just as we see here, they were totally saved. He totally protected them. He totally dealt with those who oppressed them. He took them out of the way. He saved them from the hand of the foe and redeemed them from the power of the enemy. So they didn't have the power of the enemy, but they had the power of God was upon them. And this is what we've got to take hold of, guys. You know, this is no small God and a weak salvation. This is a big God and a great salvation, and we've got to have it take hold of it in our hearts, in our heads, in our attitudes, in our actions. I think of 1 Corinthians. You know, there Paul ties up. He says these examples that were written here, where they were for us, you know. And he says, just as the people, remember, this is the sad thing. They were all the people of God in the midst of these miracles. But then later on, as they never had an attitude of looking to God and putting God first, they became not the people. They weren't the people of God. And just as God took the people that didn't know him out of the way, later on they died in the desert as well. And these things were written for our example, on whom the end of the ages have come. What's the end of the ages? The scripture is clear. Once you're born again, you pass from death into life. Once you are born again, you're a child of the Most High God. But a child of the Most High God puts his family first, his heavenly family, Father, Son, Holy Spirit first. And then he grows. He doesn't stay stagnant. He grows. And this we see they didn't do. They saw this mighty God, but they didn't stay close to him, have a different spirit to that spirit that is in the world, as Joshua and Caleb did. And so it's there for us to understand. And then Paul goes on to write there in 1 Corinthians 10. You can start from verse 10. That all these things they went through was for us. So we must take heed lest we fall. So God doesn't want us to fall. Our brother Paul doesn't want us to fall. No one wants us, anyone, any sincere believer doesn't want you to fall. He wants you to see the Lord just grow stronger in the midst of every trial, and just get to know him as a personal savior that is here, a very present help. So he says, take heed lest you fall. And then he gives you some beautiful examples. He says, you're not tested beyond what you can handle. So once you're a child of the living God, just like a parent won't let, he doesn't allow the big dog to come and play with the child because the dog will hurt the child. And so also God, the testings that come our way, the dogs that come to bite us or test our faith, they're big enough. God knows we can handle it, and we need to see it that way. That it's not a stumbling stone. It's a stepping stone. That it's an opportunity to see God, to stand in what, and he won't give you something as well that you can't, that you haven't got faith for, because it's by faith that we walk, and it's by faith that we stand, and it's by faith that we come against and we stand against the evil and go through the testings that come. So you can handle it. And then he also says that the testings that's come is according to common man. We were once common men, natural man, common, and we were common. When we think of common, you can be picked up and you can be swayed into any all the deception and the lies. But now we're not common any longer. We're new creations. And then he goes on further, and you need to hear. You not be tested beyond what you, and but you must take heed to his leading, take heed to his word. To do that, you need to be aware of him, and then aware that he's a very present help. And the Bible also says, if you need wisdom, ask and don't doubt, and it will be given to you. So you call on the Lord in the midst of every situation, skit gebeke, and then you take hold of that answer. And what happens? You are growing now. You are moving into the new and the blessing, blessed covenant. You're coming out of the curse, trusting in yourself, trusting in man is trusting in yourself, and trusting in other men. You are now trusting in God. And so you are partaking of the blessings. Cursed is he who trusts in man, but blessed is he who trusts in God. And you are waking up to the goodness of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and the kingdom. And then you are finding your name, your place in the kingdom. And you're walking now in the footsteps of Jesus. So, brothers and sisters, be strengthened, be encouraged that God, the mighty God of Abram, Isaac, and what's the other one, Jacob, has moved on our behalf, so that we can have a walk like Abram, we can be children of the promises like Isaac was. And remember, Jesus is also the promise. The promise has come, the big promise that was, as the Old Testament guys were waiting, Jesus has come, and he's, all the promises are yes in him. So that we can stop being Jacob's deceived, hungry, begging for bread, short of the glory. We can now have the glory, and we can now be Israel, Prince of God, the children of the living God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that you are a very present God walking with us each day. Amen.